Hey there. You know, the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, just pulled the plug on this controversial plan to ban betting on political events, sports, and award shows. It's a big deal, right?
Absolutely. This move shows the CFTC is leaning into oversight instead of outright bans. It's a shift toward balancing market rules with the role these prediction markets play in our economy.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, we'll monitor these markets, but we won't just shut them down. It's a win for the platforms that operate in this space, especially the crypto and blockchain folks experimenting with decentralized markets.
Right, but it's not a free-for-all. The CFTC made it clear these markets still have to follow the rules. Fraud, manipulation, and other shady stuff. That's still off limits.
True. And the commissioners really made their stance known. Caroline Pham called the original plan a regulatory overreach, and Summer Mercinger said the CFTC shouldn't be picking winners and losers.
Mike Selig summed it up perfectly. He called it a frolic into merit regulation. He's arguing that the CFTC shouldn't be deciding what S moral or ethical in contracts. That's a big deal, especially when betting on things like elections or sports games is common.
So what's a prediction market anyway? It's basically a platform where people bet on future events, elections, sports, even award shows. The prices of the contracts reflect what people think will happen, which is like a crowdsourced forecast.
Exactly. And these markets aren't just for fun. They're tools for gathering information, predicting outcomes, and even hedging risks. But critics say they can be manipulated or trivialize serious events.
Yeah, and the debate has been going on for years. Regulators versus critics, each side arguing about where to draw the line. The CFTC's move to scrap the ban feels like a compromise.
Precisely. They're not endorsing these markets outright, but they're not banning them either. It's a middle ground, oversight without ideological restrictions.
So what's next? For now, markets where you can bet on Super Bowl winners or presidential elections are safe, as long as they play by the rules.
And this decision reflects a broader trend in regulation, focusing on risks, not content. The CFTC's approach is all about adapting to new financial tools without stifling innovation.
That's a relief. It's a win for creativity in finance, but it's also a reminder that these markets still need safeguards. Let's not forget, the CFTC's job is to protect people, not just let anything happen.
Absolutely. The big takeaway: regulation is evolving. The CFTC's move shows they're prioritizing oversight over bans, rejecting ideological control, and balancing innovation with risk.
And for the crypto and blockchain folks, this is a green light to keep pushing the boundaries, as long as they stay within the framework. It's a win for the future of prediction markets.
Yep. The CFTC's decision is a clear signal. Adapt, innovate, but never lose sight of the rules. The financial world's getting more complex, and regulations got to keep up.
Exactly. It's a step towards smarter, more flexible regulation. And hey, that's the kind of progress we need.